Visit Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for full terms.
For delicious meals, you could go out to eat or spend hours in the kitchen. Or you could just make a Marie Callender's meal. Yeah, you heard me. Marie Callender's classic chicken parmigiana bowl is delicious with scratch-made marinara sauce, creamy mozzarella cheese, and no preservatives. It's high in protein with 30 grams per serving. Marie Callender's, what having it all tastes like.
This weather update is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gets back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight, with temperatures falling back into the mid-teens, and winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday, we'll see plenty of sunshine, with high temperatures in the mid-40s, and southeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures dipping back to around 20 degrees, and west winds at 5 to 10. Sunny and breezy Wednesday, high temperatures in the upper 40s, with west winds occasionally as high as 25 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the mid-teens. Sunny Thursday, and a little bit colder, with highs in the upper 30s and light west winds. A bigger cool down moving into the region Thursday night and into the day on Friday. Chance of light snow Friday afternoon, and high temperatures only in the lower teens with gusty northeast winds. That's a look at your latest forecast. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Twin Valley Tournament coverage here continues on 92.1 KMZ from the MSC Sports Radio Network. MJ back in studio. Crit and Profit down here in Washington, Kansas at Washington County High School as they host the Twin Valley Tournament this season. We just got done with our first game of the Monday afternoon, and I'll tell you what, it was an incredible matchup between Axtell and Valley Heights. A back-and-forth game, and just what you would expect here out of the Twin Valley Tournament. Axtell beat Valley Heights 59-54. They move on, and they'll either play Lynn or Clifton Clyde. Depending on that game, they'll be decided at around 7:30, 8 o'clock. That game will start about 6:15. Down here at the Twin Valley League Tournament. So again, we have two more games remaining here for today. We have our game upcoming here in about 6 minutes, 7 minutes or so. It'll be Blue Valley Randolph boys, number 6-seeded team. They'll take on the number 3-seeded team in the Johnson West Mustang boys. And after that, we'll take about a couple hour break, an hour to 2 hour. Well, then we'll come back for 7:40 or 7:45 game, in which we'll have the Centralia Panther boys taking on the Axtell Eagle boys, the Panthers who are number 7 in the seeding here in the boys' side, and the Axtell Eagles, who are the number 2-seeded team here in the boys' side, and the number 2-ranked team in the classification of 1A Division 2, as Hanover dominates with the 1-seed and Class 1A Division 2 number 1 rank. So again, our upcoming game here is Blue Valley Randolph against Donovan West, our boys' matchup. Donovan West, a Class 2A team. Blue Valley Randolph, a 1A Division 2 team. Blue Valley Randolph, head coach here by Blake Frantz, 11th season, 105-112 in his career. He lost 7 seniors from last year's team, but Frantz believes his team can play with the best this year, playing at the top half of the league. They're 5-7 so far this year. They are coming off a win against Valley Heights, 62-39, a very young team. But right before that, they had a 4-game losing streak, losing to teams like Troy, Hanover, Hiawatha, and Clifton Clyde. A lot of those teams ranked and very well-versed in their style can play. But Blue Valley Randolph, they are a team that is trying to turn their season around. Last year, they were able to turn themselves around in the postseason. They were beaten before the postseason, 64-42 by Centralia. Bounced back in the first round game against Centralia. Same team in overtime, 55-52. Went on the road, destroyed Lincoln, 61-24 in the semifinal, and then got all the way to the sub-state championship game. But unfortunately for them, they did fall short of the sub-state game, lost to the Frankfort Wildcats. This is a year that returns five letter winners, and three of them were seniors who were top contributors from last season. A couple of those guys, Hayes Hall, a 6'1 senior forward, sole returning forward on this team. He averaged 9 points and 4 rebounds a game last season. But you can't also forget Nate Irvin, the 6'2 forward. Both Irvin and Hall are going to be top contributors in this matchup for Blue Valley. And then you talk about Jonathan West, this Mustang team. The first time getting a bye since 2018, 8 years ago. It was the last time they had a winning season. It was also the last time they won the Twin Valley League Tournament. I talked to head coach Derek Shelton earlier in this week, and of course, when I kind of asked him, like, hey, last time you had the bye, you won the tournament, is it going to be kind of the same thing this year? And he said, well, we'll go out and see. We're going to go out there, we're going to play and have fun first, and we're going to be competitive. We're going to see what noise we can shake up. And of course, that's exactly what this Dolphin West team has been this year. They've made noise, they've shaken up a couple of teams, rating for this season, 3-0 in TVL play. They've beaten Frankfort 60-47, Valley Heights 62-27, and Lynn 51-49. Now, they haven't played some of your top teams, Axel, Hanover, but they've played good competition in the Twin Valley League, and no day is an easy day in the TVL. The Dolphin West, off to one of their best years since 2018, they have a chance to continue that here against Blue Valley Randolph, which is a team that they haven't beaten since 2018. They've lost 9 straight games to this Rams team. We'll take a break here, 3 minutes. We'll come back for our tip-off. It's the Blue Valley Rams, thinking on the Northwest Mustangs here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit card. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Just moments before tip-off between the Blue Valley Randolph Rams, number 6 seed, taking on the Dauphin West Mustang Boys, the number 3 seed here in the Twin Valley League Tournament. Starters being announced here on the floor, starting here with the lower-seeded team, Blue Valley Randolph, the number 6. Raleigh Sump, the 6'4 junior forward. Aaron Innes, the 5'9 junior guard. Hayes Hall, the 6'1 senior forward. Nate Irvin, the 6'2 senior forward. And Colin with Rotor, the 6-foot sophomore. Blue Valley Randolph is led by Blake Frantz in his 11th season. And for the Dauphin West Mustangs, led by Derek Shelton here in their starting lineup, Coulter Peterson, the 5'10 senior. Michael Albers, the 6'4 senior. Kaysen Keller, the 6'1 sophomore. Dustin Beach, the 5'9 senior. And catcher Peterson, the 6-foot freshman. Earlier last week on Tuesday, I covered this Dauphin West team. They broke a 3-year losing streak. Stretch of 4 straight games against the Frankfort Wildcats. Here they have lost 9 straight games against this Blue Valley Randolph team. Their last win against this team was dated back all the way to 2018. That was also the same year this team had a bye and won the Twin Valley League Championship. It was their last most successful season. Well, things lined up that year. You're starting to see a lot of parity here in 2026. We'll see if it continues. Here at Dauphin West on the tip-off, they have Michael Albers, the 6'4 senior. And for Dauphin and for Blue Valley Randolph, they really sump the 6'4 junior. And 4 quarters, 32 minutes altogether, is on the way. You're on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Sump wins the tip-off for the Rams. The Rams start off with it. Out to the right side, they go back up top, top of the perimeter to Hall. Hall, who's averaging 13 points per game, 7 rebounds a game. He flies left side out to Innes. Innes, down under to Hall. Hall trying to get a hook shot in, and he cannot get it. Jason Keller gets the rebound, the 6'1 sophomore, he's down the floor quick. Now to Coulter Peterson, a second-team all-league returner from last season, who's averaging team high at 14.2 points per game. He's got the ball. Right side, he goes to Beach. Beach out to Keller. Keller, Beach, back to Peterson. No shot clock down here at Washington County, so you got plenty of time here to take your shots. Peterson out to Beach. Beach back to Peterson, working around the perimeter. Now an inside pass, down under, kick back out. Peterson thinking the 3, inside drive, short corner, bounce pass back out. Here's Beach, driving in the key, flip out. Now Keller, Keller to Beach, Beach to Peterson. We got a minute here on the first possession of the game. Still not a shot has been taken. This is probably the most craziest start I've seen to a game. Dauphin West, they have owned this possession for a minute and 10 seconds, and now it has been stolen by Innes down the floor. Here. Now to Hall. Hall to Irvin. Irvin, bounce pass. Or excuse me, that was the second possession of the game there by Dauphin West. And Blue Valley Randolph here, their second possession, driving inside. Really soft, misses. Dauphin West here now down the floor and knocks out of bounds. It was a long offensive possession of nearly a little over a minute. On that first one down the floor, Dauphin West still didn't even get a shot up. It was stolen. Here, Dauphin West with the ball in the corner to Keller. Keller, pump fakes inside, passes up to the top of the timeline. Right to Beach, Beach to Keller, and it's taken away again. Back-to-back turnovers for Dauphin West, stolen by Hayes Hall. Hall down the timeline, right side, he passes it in it. Innes, back step for a 3, and it's in. Innes, he averages 9 points a game this season. Already a third of the way there. Blue Valley strikes first, up 3-0 here in quarter one, at 5:39 to go in this first. Blue Valley over Dauphin West. The West Mustangs with the ball. Peterson driving, kicking out, 3-point to try to respond, then it's drained. Jason Keller from the corner. Both teams hitting threes. Hall down to his left. To Irvin. Irvin. Back right. Sump. Sump to Innes. Innes to Hall. Hall passing to his left to Irvin. Irvin working around the perimeter here. Rams, they are just transferring outside the arc, moving this ball back and forth from each other. Knocked out of bounds by Dolphin West. Blue Valley maintains the possession from the D-West bench. Throwing it in here to Withroeder. Withroeder to his right. This is the Hall. Hall working around the perimeter. Inside pass to Stump, and that one is knocked away by Blue Valley. That'll be their first turnover of the game. Dolphin West, their fourth drive upcoming. They've turned it over twice. They've hit a three-pointer. Substitutions on the floor. Blue Valley Randolph putting in Ben Clock, the 6-foot junior. One of the two main bigs here on this team for Blue Valley Randolph. Clock and Sump. Here underneath the basket, a foul will be called on Blue Valley Randolph, and that'll send Cason Keller up to the line to shoot two. Foul was on Blue Valley Randolph. Coming against the 6-foot junior who just came off the bench. And then Clock and Keller here at the free throw line hits his first shot. Donovan West has now taken the first lead change of this game. They're up by 1, 4-3. Blue Valley hit the first three of this game. D-West responded here at the free throw line going 1 of 2 is Cason Keller. He's got all 4 points for Donovan West. As the ball is knocked out of bounds, the Blue Valley will have this one down the floor. An easy take down the court. In the hands of Withroeder. Withroeder to his right. 2 o'clock. Clock out behind Innes. Innes. Hall. Hall. Pump faking. Driving to the baseline. In the front court. Trying to box out. Go inside. Ball is deflected and blocked in a passing lane and stolen by Coulter Peterson. Down the floor. Both teams now with 2 turnovers in this first quarter. A foul on Blue Valley Randolph down the right elbow. They're going to call it on Nate Irvin. Excuse me, Withroeder. Irvin was in the area as well. Coulter Peterson gets the ball from the inbound. Braylon Shelton, the 6-foot freshman who's been on a dominant stretch this season. He had 2 threes in the game last Tuesday against Frankfurt. He averages 7.5 points per game. He's a 40% shooter from around the arc. He is just an incredible player here this season for Donovan West and also the son of head coach Derek Shelton. They travels here on the near side, and that'll be the third turnover of the game for Donovan West. And we'll give the ball back to Blue Valley. We'll take it down the court easily. 3:43 left to go in the first quarter. 4-3, D West over Blue Valley. Blue Valley with the ball. 3-point shot up by Innes. It's off the iron. And they get a foul on Donovan West under the basket. They'll call it on catcher Peterson, the 6-foot freshman, the other freshman here on this lineup for Donovan West. And I'll tell you what, that's what makes this team so scary is the two freshmen that they have on this floor half the time. It's catcher Peterson and Braylon Shelton. But Peterson will come off and Rucker Haring, the 6-foot sophomore, will step in. Rams with it. They dish it on the near side wing. Out to the top of the perimeter. Driving is Hall. Hall transfers out. Inside the key, backing out is Withroeder. Withroeder now on the near wing. Irvin. Irvin, a forward, passes to his left. 3:17 to go in this first quarter. 4-3, D-West still up over Blue Valley Randolph. Blue Valley Randolph on the right elbow. A flip out. Driving inside. Eurostep pass out. 3-pointer on the way off the front iron and picked up by Michael Albers. Both teams have done just an incredible job moving the ball, but unfortunately what they are failing at is executing with it. I mean, each of these offensive sets are going about 30 to 40 seconds. You can definitely kind of feel the shot clock not being here, being a factor. As both these teams, they're having no problem holding that ball for as long as you can hold it. D. West inbounds this and puts it in to the hands of Aaron Innes. That's his second steal of the game for Blue Valley Randolph in this first quarter. Innes, he dribbles to his left side, and they're going to get him on a double dribble. So after Innes gets the turnover from Donovan West, he gives it right back. D. West, 4 turnovers in the quarter. Blue Valley Randolph with 3. 4-3. D. West leads by 1. Over Blue Valley Randolph with 2:46 to go in quarter number 1. Peterson to his right side to Keller. Keller back to Peterson. Drives inside now out to Keller. Keller, a 3-pointer off the back iron and rebounded over the top by Urban. Urban, nice stretch, using all of 6'2" to pick up that rebound, the top of the key. And now it's Ennis for the Rams from the top, the perimeter. He goes left side of clock. Clock. Now he transfers left side behind him to Parker Montgomery. The 5'9" sophomore is in the game here for the first time. And that is taken away as the ball is intended to get passed back to Montgomery. It's stolen by Peterson. Both teams now with 4 turnovers. Donovan West and Blue Valley Randolph. 2 minutes to go this first quarter. 4-3 D West over Blue Valley. Peterson at the top. Left side flash. Out to Veach. And Veach will turn the ball over on a pass to Michael Albers. 5 turnovers in this quarter from Donovan West. Both teams have more turnovers than they do points. D West still leads by 1-4-3 over Blue Valley Randolph with 1:49 to go here in this opening quarter. Hall driving through the basket. A nice slicer after a spin. And that'll take the lead, our second lead change of the game. 5-4 Blue Valley back on top of Donovan West. D West driving inside. Peterson trying to float it to the rim. Hall makes the rebound, and now the Rams are down the floor quickly. Hall down to Ennis, and Ennis in for two. Hall with the assist. And just like that, Blue Valley Randolph rattle off 4 points in the matter of 10 seconds. They're up 7-4 over D West with 1:14 to go in this first quarter. D West inside. Haring fouled. He'll go up to the line and shoot two. Peterson and Beach will go over to head coach Derek Shelton. 3 substitutes looking to come in here for the Northwest Mustangs to finish out this first period. Haring at the free throw line. His first shot is up, and it's off the back of the rim. He misses his first free throw. Couple of substitutes here in for Donovan West. They bring in catcher Peterson back to the lineup. Hayden Paulino and Braylon Shelton. So 2 freshmen off the bench for Donovan West. And a senior. And this free throw shot rolls right off the top of the basket. Took a second to think about it. Donovan West down by 3 to Blue Valley, 7-4. 60 seconds to go in the quarter number 1. Here the TBL tournament. Winner to continue on in this primary bracket. The winner's side, Hall, underneath. He bounced it off the back of the backboard on a bounce pass. It was intended to be a high one, and it was taken away by Donovan West. Veach on the takeaway at the top of the perimeter. Right side, he dribbles. Bounce pass out to the freshman in Shelton. Shelton out to Veach. Veach really loses the ball at the timeline. He picks it back up. Skips it back to Shelton. Shelton, Haring. Haring over the top. Misses the layup. And the rebound is by Montgomery. Montgomery on the far side of the floor. He's the Hall. Hall shakes the ball to the right side. He passes that way. It's a ball screen for his teammate, Irvin. Irvin to Sump. Sump back in the game here for Blue Valley. Now to Hall. 3 seconds to go this quarter. Hall driving to the basket. And he'll be fouled underneath. He'll shoot 2 to end this quarter. No more time left in the clock. And Blue Valley will head into the second quarter with a lead. Both teams will clear here to the benches. And it will allow for Hayes Hall to shoot 2 freely at the free throw line. As he was fouled at the quarter end. Hindsight, Donovan West didn't need a foul there. As Hall was right underneath the basket. He was not going to get that one in at all. His first shot is up and missed. The best he can do is hit and make 1. Make this an 8-4 game going to the second quarter here for Blue Valley. And his second shot, he's in fact made. Hayes Hall goes 1-2 at the free throw line. It's 8-4 Blue Valley Randolph here up by 4 over Donovan West. Entering quarter number 2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Bendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Bendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Bendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Bendina State Bank. Local people, local decisions, real community care. BendinaStateBank.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Eight to four entering quarter number two. Blue Valley Randolph leads over Donovan West. Blue Valley Randolph took the lead to begin this game 3-0. D West responded with a 3-point shot of their own. Then they took the lead 4-3. But since then, Blue Valley Randolph has been on a 5-point stretch. D West has been on quite a drought. Since scoring their fourth point of the game, Casey Killer at the free throw line. He's got all 4 points here for D. West. As he tries to sink a three, it's in and out of the basket as Veach goes and trying to rebound it. And he does. Veach back to Peterson. Peterson inside. Kick back out to Keller. Keller bounce pass to catcher. Catcher inside. Jump step. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Blue Valley Randolph. And getting up slowly is Raleigh Sump. I think he may have gotten hit on the nose. That is where he is covering. May have a nosebleed. Yes, I believe so. So he'll be taken off, and coming in here for him will be Ben Clark, the junior at 6 foot. One of the two big forwards here on this team for the Rams being substituted back in. Donovan West has it. Veach, left side to catcher. Catcher. Passages right to Peterson. Peterson. Veach. Veach back to Peterson at the very top of the perimeter. He's to the left side, still working around the arc. Here is Donovan West. They take a 3-point shot. That is sailed long by Veach. And with that miss, it changes the possession. And Blue Valley will take over. A foul also was called at the end of it. It was against catcher Peterson. That is his second foul picked up of the game. 8-4. Blue Valley leads over Dolphin West with 7 minutes to go in this second quarter. Here, Montgomery. Montgomery to Hall. Hall, right side, pass underneath, looking for a delayed shot. In for two is Ben Clark and pulls the in one. A jump, stop, and fake by Ben Clark. Drop the and one. And now here's the and one attempt. It is off the left side and rebounded by Kason Keller over the top of Nate Urban's head. And here with it is Donovan West. Peterson. Peterson. So he's out to his left side to Shelton. Shelton. Back to Peterson. Peterson at the top. Bounce back to Shelton. Just boomerang it between each other at the top of the perimeter. And now inside to Keller. Keller. Peterson. Peterson driving. Trying to kick it out, loses the ball in the paint and taken away by Hall. Hall with the steal. Now, Blue Valley in control with it. On the right side wing, Ennis popping a 3-pointer off the iron. Rebounded by Keller. Donovan West down by 6, 10-4, trying to respond. They went on a 5-plus minute drought here. After taking lead 4-3, here's Veach on a long 3-point shot. It's off the iron, rebounded by Peterson, and he goes in for two. Great rebound by Peterson to get Donovan West finally back up on the board, opening the bank back up. 10-6, our score. D West down by 4. The Blue Valley Randolph, 5:40 to go here in this second quarter. Here, Block driving into the front court, kick back out to Hayes. Hall at the top. Hall to Montgomery. Montgomery, a screen was set. They're going to call an illegal pick on the offense. That is the 7th turnover of the game for Blue Valley. 10-6. D West down by 4. They finally broke their scoring drought, and it ended Blue Valley's 7 consecutive points. Here at the top of the perimeter with Peterson. He swings on a high pass to Veach. Veach thinks about a shot. Instead, he goes back to Peterson. Peterson drives right side. Back to Veach. He's open. A 3-point shot, and Veach has nothing but net. Veach. His third attempt at three on the game. He finally lands it. Veach, he shoots over 30% on the season. Makes one out of three shots. There he connects on his third one. It's now a one-point game. D-West trails by one to Blue Valley. 4:43 to go in this second quarter. A three-pointer to try to respond by Montgomery is missed by Blue Valley. And the rebound's by Kaysen Keller, who's got three boards in this quarter and four on the half. Inside to Michael Albers. Albers trying to lose his height. Makes his own offensive rebound, but couldn't finish. And a foul to follow on Donovan West. And now, Blue Valley will have the possession. Michael Albers will step off to the bench. Foul was on Kaysen Keller, his first picked up of the game. Rucker Haring, the 6-foot sophomore, comes back in for Donovan West. Blue Valley with the ball up by one. 10-9, 4:12 to go in this second quarter. Inside, driving, kick out around the perimeter. Here's Clock. Clock to Hall. Hall in the key. He passes out. Driving inside, and they are going to get a foul on the defense of Donovan West. Head coach Derek Shelton does not like that call at all. He wanted a charge, and so did the Mustang crowd. Blue Valley will throw it in. The foul was against Rucker Haring from Donovan West. Blue Valley with it. Drop back out. Here at a clock at the top of the perimeter. Right foot inside the arc. He passes to his right to Hall. Hall driving on the three-point line. Now inside the low block to the paint. A right-hand floater off the right of the basket. Veach will touch the baseline with the ball. And that possession will stay with Blue Valley. 3:39 to go in the second quarter. Blue Valley still with this possession. They've had the ball on this side of the court for nearly the last minute, and then they give it back on an easy turnover, a travel from Hayes Hall. Their third turnover in this quarter. The West had five turnovers in quarter one, none here in quarter two. They've done very good themselves in this second quarter. So we just one turnover in this quarter, but a steal by Hall. So they've been very balanced in this one. Here's a three-point shot by Veach again, and it's missed from the inner elbow of the basket. The rebound was by Rucker Haring, and he was fouled immediately after. The foul was on Blue Valley on Hayes Hall, his second foul of the game. Hayes Hall will come off to the bench, and Raleigh Sump will come back in for Blue Valley. Inside Albers, the pass was attended to, but it was taken away by Parker Montgomery, and now taken away back by Braylon Shelton. Both teams exchanging steals down the floor. Donovan West, Peterson, a floater from the elbow is missed and rebounded by Clock. Now Montgomery, down the floor, left side, pass. Now setting up a three-point shot, a ball screen, it's nothing but net. For with Rotter. 13-9, Blue Valley still up over Donovan West, now by four. Heading a scoring streak that was five straight for the Mustangs. Peterson has it at the top of the perimeter. Left side he goes to Veach. Veach back up to Peterson. He drives right side. Elbow. Three-point shot up for the freshman, Shelton. He misses it. And the rebound is by Raleigh Sump. Blue Valley has it. Montgomery. Montgomery. Inside the clock. Clock driving and fouled. 2:15 to go in the second quarter, 13-9. Blue Valley over Donovan West. Winner trying to improve on in this Twin Valley League tournament on the winner's side of the bracket. We've all set 5,000 this quarter for Donovan West, so double bonus. That'll put Ben Clock at the free throw line to shoot two. His first time up, he went 0 for 1. It was an and one attempt. Here he is now 0 for 2 on the game. 13-9 our score. Blue Valley Randolph up by 4 over Donovan West with 2:15 to go in this first half. This next shot is on the way. It's a floater and it's on through for Ben Clock. 14-9, a 5-point lead for Blue Valley now with 2 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the second quarter. Donovan West trailing with the ball. Beach out to Peterson. Peterson drives left side, bounce pass to Shelton. Shelton back to Peterson. Peterson to Shelton. Shelton on the wing gets out of it. Here trying to handle a 3-2 defense applied by the Blue Valley. Randolph, team, and they hit a 3! Dustin Beach dusting it off from the corner. Now 2 of 5 from the deep range is Dustin Beach in this first half. And they're going to have a kick called against Donovan West on the defensive side. Blue Valley will reset it on a toss-in under their own glass. Left side, 1:37 to go in the second quarter. D West only down by 2 now, 14-12 to Blue Valley. Lock with it on the top of the key. He goes left side to Montgomery. Montgomery swung out far right to with Roeder, down low in the front court to the near corner. Working with it, Irvin, the forward, back in the game here for Blue Valley. One of the 5 starters here tonight. Now pass near side. Blue Valley works with it around the perimeter with 1:10 to go in this second quarter. With a 2-point lead. Setting back a 3-point shot on flat feet, getting missed. Somehow Blue Valley makes the rebound by Sump in the far corner. And Blue Valley can set up another play. They go inside the clock and a foul. They're going to get an offensive foul or... Nope, not a foul. They're going to say it was last touch. The ball goes out of bounds by Blue Valley. The possession will change. 5th turnover of the quarter for the Rams of Blue Valley. A chance to tie this game is Donovan West, and they travel to a Case and Keller. 3rd turnover of the quarter for Donovan West. 45 seconds remaining of this second quarter, 14-12. Blue Valley over Donovan West. Blue Valley with the ball, dribbling past the timeline with a slow tempo dribble. Is Cullen with Roeder. Passes right side to Sump. Sump out to Innes. Innes to with Roeder. 30 seconds to go in this first half. After this, we will get to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Blue Valley, the clock, right wing. Here trying to handle a zone defense, a 1-3-1 from Dawson West. Both teams in a zone. They have none, both these teams have not applied pressure. Half court, old four court is an all zone between these two teams. As here, Blue Valley has it. They're trying to get through this zone with 3 seconds to go this half. Here, Innes with it. He's got 1 second. He's just got to throw it up in the air. And it's a huge miss to end the first half. But a first half that is a low scoring game. 14-12. Blue Valley leads over Donovan West. We'll take a step aside. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Kansaland Radio.
We've reached our halftime here of our second game of the Twin Valley Tournament here on a Monday. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 14-12 is our halftime score. More like a halftime score of a football game, but here is a basketball contest here between Blue Valley and Donovan West as Blue Valley leads by two here over the Donovan West Mustangs. So as the score implies, it's a primarily defensive game between these two teams. Blue Valley, they outscored Donovan West 8-4 in the first quarter. Blue Valley took the first points on a game from a three-pointer from Aaron Innes. Donovan West found a response from Kaysen Keller. D. West would then take the lead from Kaysen Keller at the free throw line. That would be our first lead change of the game. D. West would take it 4-3. Blue Valley Randolph would then score seven consecutive points to go up 10-4 over Donovan West. D. West would then make it a 10-9 game. And then we get to our halftime here, 14-12. Blue Valley, they were outscored in the second quarter by D. West, 8-6. But again, close game between these two teams. It's mostly on the defensive side. And if you want to know why the game right now is so close here, especially why both teams defensively are playing as good as they are, shots really just aren't falling in for either team. Donovan West is kind of struggling here shooting, but the shot count probably isn't even that high compared to what these teams are normally used to. I mean, you're talking about, you know, halftime, you get probably 25 maybe shots up in a game. Well, you could probably cut that in half for this game for both teams because these offensive possessions, these setups are kind of taking through long sets. They're not short. They're going through long durations. I mean, you're talking every offensive set is peaking to about 25 to a 35 a second average. I mean, and there's no shot clock here, and they're just really taking the time with the ball. Both teams are trying to handle zone defenses, so you get inside, you get scared, you kick it back out, and then you settle for a three that gets missed, and that's what was the pace of that first half for both teams. Donovan West, in fact, 75% of their points are from the three-point line. They have 12 points on the game. That means they have three threes made, but their other 3 points come from Colter Pearson on a layup on a putback and Kaysen Keller from the free throw line. So we go to the second half. Both these teams are going to have some confidence, and I guarantee both these coaches, they're well-tenured with their teams. They've been around this league long enough. You know, with a first half like this, you got to come out with a strong second half, and both teams are telling their team the exact same thing. Guys, we got to drive inside. We got to get the ball in the paint. We got to get some paint touches. You look at both of these teams, they both have guys who can dominate inside. I said it last Tuesday against Frankfurt when Donovan West managed to make the comeback and win that game against Frankfurt. They had to get the ball inside the paint to Michael Albers. And Michael Albers, I believe, if I'm right, had 8 points in that second half against Frankfurt because he got involved inside the paint. A 6'4" senior forward. We have a guy like that who's had experience this freshman season. He's got no points here at the half for Donovan West. You need to get inside the paint if you're the Mustangs. Kaysen Keller, Braylon Shelton, Colter Pearson, Rucker Haring, all really solid guards on this team. But again, you want to stop just pushing the ball outside and selling with that three-point shot, but instead you want to drive inside. Dustin Veach is an incredible free-throw shooter. He had a great game last week. Colter Pearson, 2 points here on the half, last week against Frankfurt. He went 10 for 10 in the second half, 12 for 12 on the game against Frankfurt from the free throw line. So again, this second half for Donovan West, you just want to get aggressive. You just want to drive inside. You want to fight into the interior. You want to get the ball to your bigs, and you just want to keep on rolling. And once you get that momentum, don't stop. Keep fighting inside. Don't settle for threes. Let the threes come if the opportunity presents itself. But overall, keep fighting at that high level. For Blue Valley, you're going to see the same thing. You're going to see them pace it a similar way. They're going to try to get inside of their bigs. Raleigh Stump, Ben Clock, both of them are going to definitely get a little more involved in that paint action, as their bigs only came away with 3 points in that first half, where Dalton West had no points come away through their forwards. So both teams are going to try to get their post players a little more involved in the action in this second half. It's a primarily defensive battle. I'll tell you what, both these teams are going to look for an offensive start to start this third quarter. We'll step aside for a quick 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for the start of our second half. Donovan West, Blue Valley Randolph, Blue Valley up by 2, 14-12 over the D-West Mustangs.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here, the Blue Valley Randolph Rams here up 14-12 over the Donovan West Mustangs, up by 2. It was a primarily defensive game in that first half. Both teams looking for a defensive spark in half number 2. Right now here, Donovan West Mustangs on the defensive side, Blue Valley Randolph to start here on the opposite side of things. MJ back in studio. Crittenden Prophet here now joined by Bell Smith here for this second half action for Donovan West boys and Blue Valley Randolph boys. D West looking for their first win to the Blue Valley Rams since 2018. Hall underneath the basket looking to finish. He goes up in for 2. And now here, Blue Valley starting off with a scoring strike to begin quarter number 3, up 16-12 now here over the Donovan West Mustangs. And a takeaway underneath by Raleigh Sump. That is the fifth steal of the game for Blue Valley Randolph, 16-12. Here, Blue Valley trying to get another score, up with 7:25 to go in quarter number 3 over Donovan West. Blue Valley driving up top. It's Ennis. He hit 2 threes in the first quarter. Now Blue Valley working around the perimeter. Both teams were primarily three-point shooting teams in that first half. I mentioned that D West, they hit 3 threes in the first. 75% of their points in this game are from around the perimeter. Blue Valley still working around the perimeter right now. No shot clock down here at Washington High School. So again, you get plenty of time here to take a shot. Driving inside, drawing the foul, going up and shooting 2 is Aaron Ennis at the free throw line. He'll go up and shoot 2, the 5'9" junior. 5 points through the first half. Mentioned the 3-point shot, 16-12. Blue Valley trying to extend this game against Donovan West. At the line here is Aaron Inch. Tries to shoot his first one up. So here, bringing in Bell Smith and the action. Donovan West in that first half, they hit three threes. They need to get the ball inside the paint. How crucial is it to get that ball inside the paint, get those paint touches here for this team?
Well, Albers here is pretty, I mean, he's about 6 foot, and getting him active and working really will bring up the point game and just really get them working inside.
I mentioned that at the half, Michael Albers, he had 8 points last week on Tuesday against Frankfurt at the free throw line as Aaron Innes was able to go 2 for 2 at the line to the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. Michael Albers looking to have a big game here, hopefully in his second half as they feed him inside, looking to get that rock in, but he loses the ball. It's on the floor and it's picked up for a steal by Nate Irvin. Irvin down the floor. He goes to Innes. Innes here floats one off the top of the iron. Now trying to go back in for a putback is Raleigh Sump. He's got it. He goes in 4-2 for the put. 20-12. Donovan West still trying to get their first points here in quarter number three. Just trying to open that bank right back up. Beach has it on the near side. In and out of the basket. Almost a three-pointer. It would have been his third make of the game. Sump makes the rebound. Sump now to Hall. Hall now on the left put to Irvin. Irvin here at the top of the perimeter. Bounce pass underneath the legs. Getting lost there, Hall, but they're going to get a foul on this side for the Donovan West Mustangs. Cason Keller picking up his second foul of the game. Michael Albers will come out. Rucker Haring, the 6 foot sophomore, will come in. Haring only had one rebound the first half, went 0-2 at the free throw line. So trying to get himself a little more involved here at the post position. Blue Valley works around the perimeter. Have it out the hall at the top of the perimeter. Left side swing. Two with Roeder. With Roeder. Inside pass to Hall. Hall the forward. Now setting up a three-point shot straight away. Off the iron. Rebound picked up by the offense and Irvin. Irvin back to Hall. Hall another attempt. It's off the back of the board and rebounded by Dustin Beach. Beach. Now to Peterson. Peterson on the far right side wing. Dropping back. Now he drives left side. Out to Beach. Beach. Keller. Keller on an island. He drives right. Stuck on the pivot foot. Inside. Catcher. Catcher. Two. Haring. 4-2. What a pass. Inside the paint. Now Blue Valley back in control on offense, up by 6 now. Finally, Donovan West getting on the board 2 minutes and over 40 seconds into quarter number 3. Blue Valley still up by 6 though, 20-14 with 4:58 to go in this third quarter. Swing out, near side, put her outside the wing, on the top of the perimeter. Here back to Hall. Hall to his left. With Roeder, with Roeder. Ball screen is set. Now he goes to his right. Still trying to handle this defense from Donovan West. Three-point shot is off the left of the rim, and the rebound is picked up by With Roeder. Back up top to Halls. Halls inside pass, and that is nearly intercepted down low by Coulter Peterson. Ball is knocked out of bounds with 4:37 left here on the clock in the third quarter. 20-14, our score. 6-point lead still for Blue Valley over Donovan West. Still a low-scoring game for both of these teams. Defenses have just continued to work tight here. Trying to go up his Sump, and Sump works well underneath. He had no points in that first half. I mentioned that Blue Valley Randolph couldn't get their bigs really involved either. There's Sump, 4 points in this quarter, 2 rebounds. Now Donovan West, they need to get some of their guys on the interior working here on the far wing. They put it back up to the top. Working with it is Peterson. Peterson to Keller. Keller, drive, stepping to Peterson. Peterson, here, passing lane is being corralled, and this is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Rucker Haring. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Only 2 points in the last 4 minutes here for Donovan West. Peterson out to the bench. He'll be substituted out. In come will be Braylon Shelton for Donovan West. The Mustangs trying to get a spark from the freshman in a charge on the defensive side. Here, if you're Donovan West, you need to take advantage of this turnover. Substitution for Blue Valley. They'll put in Ben Clock, the 6 foot junior forward. He's one of the two bigs here on this team for the Rams. Clock and Sump, they've worked back and forth there between the both of them. Catcher Peterson picks this up at the timeline, a high catch. Now to Veach. Veach kicks it out to the far corner. Keller on the baseline, working with it, and oh, he throws it to Veach, who's dripping blood out of his nose, and they need to get a timeout here on the floor because That he got hit really hard there. That is going to take a couple minutes to probably clean that up. He got hit really hard as he will go over to the bench. So that will be a medical timeout there to look at Veach. They're going to take him actually all the way maybe to the locker room here. And yes, they will. They're going to evaluate him. He took a very hard hit there. 3:28 to go here in this third quarter. 22-14. Good thing they caught that. They're going to have to clean up all the blood here on the floor. We're going to take a step aside, a minute break or so. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 22-14, Blue Valley leads over Donovan West.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Just kind of wanted to update everyone what's going on. There is a lot of blood here on the floor. Not like a dangerous amount of blood, but definitely quite a bit that was put on the floor. It was from Dustin Veach. He had gotten his nose kind of bung up on a play underneath. He went to the locker room to be evaluated. Dustin Veach is an incredible player amongst all sports. Notably, you mentioned baseball, but this game already, you know, if he comes out with concussion, he had the best first half for Donovan West with two threes in that first half. The 22-14 game, Donovan West currently trails right now down by 8, 22-14. And right now they're trying to clean this blood up. They have sanitation equipment and everything. So we'll take a step aside for about another 2 minutes or another minute and we'll come back. I think we'll have it cleaned up by then. So 6 second break. We'll be right back. 3:28 to go in the third quarter. 22-14 Blue Valley over Donovan West.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. They're finishing up, cleaning up here the blood on the near side. Again, Dustin Veach, he's, I believe, probably getting evaluated maybe for a concussion in the locker room, but at least fix that bloody nose. He was hit pretty hard, but again, he was able to walk off all by himself, get to that locker room. So prayers and hoping that he's able to get better, maybe even potentially return in this game. He had a really great first half there for Donovan West to two threes, but 22-14, Donovan West right now down by 8 to Blue Lake Randolph. They're in a scoring drought. They've only scored two points in this entire third quarter so far, 4 minutes and 32 seconds into it. And Phil Smith, bringing you in here, you know, when an offense is getting stale, what do you kind of do to jump start yourself back into a game like this? How do you get your offense back into the groove?
personally, we just try to get our posts and try to get inside a lot, working a lot more. And we work through our posts. So either throwing it inside and having them kick it out or trying to score, really just getting our posts involved and then passing it, making sure our ball movement is great. And I think they're working on that. I mean, they've definitely, the first half at least, they had a lot of a scoring drought, but just working, I think, on passing and getting it around will help them a lot.
Looking to try to get their bigs involved, Michael Albert, 6'4" senior, is still trying to weigh his first 2 points on the game. He's back here on the floor for Donovan West, getting beat here, still in the locker room, being evaluated, but they clean up the blood. Here we continue, 3:20 left to go here in the third quarter. 22-14, Blue Valley. Randolph leads over Donovan West, near side, Braylon Shelton. Here's a left-hand floater off the left of the basket, and it's rebounded by Blue Valley. It's Raleigh Sump who's able to get it on the pickup. He's had 3 rebounds in this quarter and 4 points. He's been on quite the stretch here for Blue Valley after his rough first half start. Sump has it on the right side. Interior wing passes on the baseline to Montgomery. Montgomery, risky passing lane, taken away by catcher Peterson, the freshman, down the floor with it, trying to get a finish. Couldn't do so. The bunny miss, and rebound by Ennis. Down the floor, Blue Valley. They're going to get a foul called against Donovan West. It'll be called a Michael Albers. That'll be his second foul of the game. Team foul number 3 on the quarter for Donovan West. Only one foul this quarter for Blue Valley, as they're up 22-14 with 2:38 to go in this third quarter over D West. And a block here by Albers knocks this ball out of bounds. Albers, who averages 3 blocks a game, 5 points per game, and 6 rebounds a game. Toss inside over the top. Nice leap and catch there by Montgomery. Montgomery left side to Sump. Sump to his right to Ennis. Ennis at the key. Left elbow, kick back out, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Montgomery, ball screen, set up to Ennis. Ennis, and they're going to get an illegal kick here, I think. And that'll give the ball back to Donovan West. I call that on Raleigh Sump, the 6'4" forward. And D. West will have a chance here take advantage of this turnover. There's been a couple turnovers in this half that D. West has not taken advantage of. Here's would be an opportune time. Montgomery here's to get the steal inside. Jump step. Couldn't get the finish. Peterson, but being able to get the rebound is Shelton. Shelton to catcher. Foul called on Blue Valley. And now a chance here to set up an inbound play. With 1:58 to go in this third. 22-14. Donovan West down by 8. Only 2 points so far in this third quarter. We've been in a very defensive game. A 3-point shot up by the freshman, and Shelton misses it by a quarter mile. Still, both freshmen trying to look for their first points of this TBL tournament. Both Shelton and Peterson. And they're going to get a travel on Blue Valley. So, back-to-back turnovers here for the Rams. Donovan Weiss just needs to take advantage of it. Payson Keller will come back in. Keller, he's so far got the most dominating game here for Donovan West. He came out and scored the first 4 points, including a 3-point shot and a free throw shot that had the first temporary lead for Donovan West of 4-3. Since then, they have trailed this game whole. 1:40 to go in this third quarter, 22-14. D. West down to Blue Valley. Here, Haring on the baseline. Skip to Keller. Keller drives inside, floats it to the basket, and another miss off the backboard. And a rebound by Withwater. Withwater down the near side. Up to the top of the perimeter. Dribble. Drive out to Ennis. Ennis. Quick pass out to Sump. Sump to his left to Withwater. Withwater in the key. He's looking left. He gets the dump off to his teammate. Clock. Clock inside working baseline. And hitting baseline with the ball is Withwater. That will be a turnover. It's the Rams. They have turned it over 3 straight times. And Donovan West just continued to still not get the ball inside the hoop. You just need to open the piggy bank if you're Donovan West. Get some points on the board. Here, near side wing, Keller, bounce pass to his teammate. Catcher, down to Peterson. Peterson, inside pass. And another foul here called against Blue Valley. Blue Valley picking up foul number 4 of the quarter. It's the second foul against Raleigh Sump. Culture Peterson throwing it inbounds under the glass left side. Kendra Peterson setting up a three-point shot, and the freshman has his first three off the TVL tournament. 22-17. Blue Valley only up by five now in a double dribble. And that's the spark you needed if you're Donovan West. Four straight turnovers for the Blue Valley Rams. Donovan West can make this a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter. Here, far side, take out. Now back up to Peterson. He dribbles left side. He got the spark from the three. Now find a way to get it inside. Albers back to Peterson. Peterson on the right wing, driving up top here, trying to handle zone defense, a 3-2. Now to the right. Catcher. Out to Peterson. Peterson, a floater from the basket. Not able to get it to go in, and the rebound is by Thump. Struggling to get those easy finishes in front of the basket. Thump, 1 second to go. This ball is blocked by Albers' second of the quarter. We head into quarter number four, 22-17. Still a low-scoring game. Blue Valley leads by five over the Donovan West Mustangs.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement. Powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of quarter number four here in the Twin Valley Tournament between the Blue Valley Randolph Rams and the Donovan West Mustangs. Blue Valley Randolph here up by five, 22-17 over Donovan West. Donovan West with the ball here to Haring on the baseline. Drive inside, but a miss by Haring in the front court. And now takeaway on the rebound by Innes. Blue Valley has it now to Hall. Hall, who comes back in the game. First time in a while, he got into foul trouble. Hall driving baseline, and he'll draw a foul, go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So Donovan West continues their scoring struggles here in this game. They won't call it a shot foul here. They'll call the foul on the floor. It'll be third foul of the game, called against Rucker Haring, with a 6-foot sophomore. And coming back in this game will be Dustin Veach. So he actually has a new jersey as well. He'll represent jersey number 21. So hopefully that's the jackpot number. He had 2 threes in the first half. He's in all smiles. Again, he bled probably a decent pint of blood on the near side of the court after taking a shot to the nose, but glad to see him back in the game, back in here, have an athlete like him. Has 2 threes in that first half for Donovan West. Blue Valley working with it here on the top side. They're going to get a foul against Donovan West on a push, I believe against Kaysen Keller. Well, they're going to call it on catcher Peterson. That'll be his third foul picked up of the game. Now up at the top of the elbow to Hall. Hall, left side elbow, reach inside, driving, Thump now, rebounding, trying to look for an offensive putback. Instead, he'll kick it out in his three-pointer, off the basket, and rebounded again. Back-to-back offensive rebounds, and now a turnover. So Blue Valley, tell you what, they have probably the height advantage over Donovan West, but offensively, they've been turning the ball over a lot in this second half. 7 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter, 22-17. The West only down by five to Blue Valley Randolph. Probably the lowest scoring game of the entire TVL tournament happening right now as Michael Albers drives inside and finally getting on the board for the Mustangs as they steer in the right direction. Getting the ball in the paint. The first points for Albers. And now here, Peterson looking for a steal. And he touched the out-of-bounds line as soon as he grabbed the ball. But regardless, you feel some momentum here on the side for Donovan West. Now only down by three, 22-19. The Blue Valley with 6:36 to go in this fourth quarter. Winner to move on here on the winner's side of the bracket. Hall driving, kicking out, out the top with Rodder. Three, and that one past the high sails, hits out of bounds. And Donovan West will take over a chance to tie or go down just by one. 22-19, trailing by three. Regardless, go in and get a bucket here. Peterson floats in and banks it off the board. The bank is open and in business here for Donovan West. Back-to-back possessions of points. D. West only down by one, and a timeout has to be taken for Blue Valley. Momentum has switched. D. West is now only down by one. 22-21 to Blue Valley. 6 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Hansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 22-21. Blue Valley ran off only up by one to Dauphin West. Credit Profit. MJ back in studio, Bell Smith here with me. And Bell, you've seen this game right here in this fourth quarter. Donovan West trying to make this comeback, and kind of why is that here? What have they been doing differently?
I think just their shots are finally dropping. I mean, they've been shooting. It's just nothing can seem to go there and roll their way for them. So I think just them being able to drop some shots is really working for them. I mean, it's a low-scoring game, 21-22. It's just having them be able to drop those shots.
Trying to get more confident with those shots, and here... offensive foul against Blue Valley. That's another turnover. So I talked about it there a little bit ago that Blue Valley, they definitely have potentially more of a height advantage, but they struggle here offensively with turnovers. They definitely out-rebounded Donovan West, but when you look at the turnovers alone, they just have not been a very good team with taking care of the basketball. Here, Valley High, or excuse me, here Donovan West with a three-point shot up and off by Ketcher Peterson, but the rebound by Michael Albers. Albers, Peterson, Beach, wearing number 21. It's the jackpot number. It takes the lead for the first time since the first quarter for the Mustangs. Beach, after hitting his nose pretty hard in the third quarter, having to come out with a bloody nose, being evaluated in the locker room, helps take the lead for Donovan West as Keller makes the rebound and gets the ball back here for the Mustangs. They're down the floor. Peterson, driving, inside, jump stop. I go for a bounce pass to his teammate. Knocks out of bounds. Blue Valley knocks it out. Donovan West up by one. 23-22. 5 minutes to go this fourth quarter. Here's Beach again from a deep three. Misses it down the floor. Hall misses a pass to Innes, or so Innes just butter-fingered it. And now here it's Blue Valley working around the perimeter. Ball screens effort with Rodder. Now on the far wing. Up top. To Sump. Sump to his left to Hall. Hall in the key. Driving. Right side. Bounce pass to Hall. In the interior. Denied by Albers again. He's got his average of 3 blocks a game.
I think he's well above that.
He's definitely got himself very involved in this game. We talked about him in that third quarter. You said he needs to get involved. Here's Ketcher Peterson down the floor trying to chase this ball. They're going to be the last one to touch it. Here was Blue Valley. It was Hayes Hall. He will throw it in from the far side Blue Valley bench. He will throw it in to Innes. Innes, pass half court to Hall. Hall out to his right. With Rodder. Sump. Innes. in the corner, driving out to the right side, to the top. With 4:12 to go in the fourth quarter, Blue Valley down by one, 23-22 to D. West. They kick it out on the right, hook pass back, and Keller takes it over the top with the steal, his first steal of the game. Fifth takeaway of the quarter. D. West, head coach Derek Shelton trying to get the offense in rhythm. Peterson calls 2-2. Peterson drives right side out to Veach. Veach, Peterson, Peterson inside, and they have a foul called against Blue Valley. 3:44 to go in the fourth quarter, 23-22. D. West leads by one. Both teams with two team fouls apiece. Second foul of the game for Nate Urban. At half court, here for Donovan West is Coulter Peterson. Peterson, 4 points, then a rebound here on this game. Peterson attacks inside the key, kicks out. Here's Veach on a three, and he drains it. Dustin Veach. Three threes on the game. Over his points per game average of 10. He's at 11. Underneath, Hall trying to respond, and Michael Albers gets the rebound. We talked about Albers scoring, but he needs to step up in the rebounding game as well. The 6'4" big for Donovan West has finally come up and started to shine. D. West is now at their largest lead of this game, 26-22, and Veach is wide open for another three! Lightning strikes twice, and Donovan West is up by 7, 29-22. Over Blue Valley with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. A 30-second timer. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
2:50 to go here in quarter number four. Donovan West here is up now 29-22. They came into this quarter down 22-17, and we talked about it a couple times, Sal. Donovan West, they've been struggling to get the bank open. The bank is open, and now how do you kind of close out this game?
I mean, I think just defensively in rebounds, Blue Valley's doing great on the boards, and I think DUS needs to get inside and get the rebounds going and then be able to finish on the offensive side.
Michael Albers, who's definitely emerged here in this fourth quarter with two rebounds. He's got to continue to bang the boards here for Donovan West. Right now, he's 1-on-1 against Stump, but he draws a foul, trying to look for potentially his fourth block of the game. He's definitely had around 3 to 4 top boards here in this league. They're at the free throw line to go up and shoot two. It'll be Raleigh Stump. His first shot is up and in as it drains. Stump now 5 points in this second half, 6 rebounds on the game. I mean, this is a battle between two forwards, between Stump and Albers in this contest. His second free throw shot is missed, and Keller here to make the rebound. That is his 6th rebound, of the game. Peterson on the right side as he gets it out to Veach. Veach, hard just pass to Keller. Keller to Ketcher. Ketcher driving right side. Flips out. Veach sees it. 2 threes from that same spot. He goes 3 from 3. Number 21. He switched his jersey number. Hits the jackpot number. He's got 4 threes on the game. Tell Veach to wear 21 for the rest of the season. 32-23. D. West leads over Blue Valley. Here's a three to try to respond by Innes. It's missed and rebounded by catcher Peterson. Now out to Coulter Peterson. Coulter on the right side. He drives. Inside he goes. Trying to go in. He's fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. Donovan West. They've been hitting threes. They're also driving inside. Getting up to the free throw line as well. Coulter Peterson up to the line here to shoot two. The largest lead of the game here for Donovan West. Shot is up, and shot is good for Colter Peterson. Coming into this quarter, Jonathan Westway had 17 points. Here, they are about to double those points at the free throw line with Colter, but he misses that second shot. So 16 points scored here in this fourth quarter for Jonathan West. 17 coming into this quarter. They're up now by 10, 33-23 over Blue Valley with 1:32 to go in this fourth quarter. An incredible fourth quarter for this D-West team. Three-point shot is up by Irvin. It's off the left iron, and the rebound is by Kaysen Keller. 80 seconds remaining here in this game. D-West looking for the first win over Blue Valley since 2018. Nine straight losses against D-West. And a long two by Jonathan West. Makes it now 35-23. 58 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Underneath, shot off the glass. Rebound by Michael Albers. Albers to Peterson. Now the tempo will slow. If you're Blue Valley, you got to start pressuring in a more of a man-to-man defense. They will. They'll hit the foul. They have only one. Well, that was their last one they could give, actually. So now it's immediately into the double bonus. 35-23. The West over Blue Valley with 47 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. Keller bounce passes in to Peterson. Here's a floater. Couldn't hit it. And the rebound is by Irvin. Irvin down the floor. He pushes the ball and it will hit. Look to hit a three. Misses. Rebound offensively by Irvin. He'll go back up and he misses it. Rebound. But Keller, the 6'1 sophomore, he has done an incredible job with four rebounds in this fourth quarter. And they call a foul on Blue Valley. That'll put Dustin Veach up to the free throw line. And Veach, what a game so far he has had. He is at four threes in this game, double digits scored. He had to come out in the third quarter after getting his nose hit and had a pretty bad bloody nose. But able to come back in this game, switched his number from number 12 to number 21 since then. Well, he has been the ace of cards here for Jonathan West. His first shot from the free throw line is missed, and his second one here is flash. A 13-point lead, 36-23 for D-West over Blue Valley, but 20 seconds to go. Jonathan West trying to make a 9-game lose streak here over Blue Valley. A missed 3-point shot, rebound by Albers, 4 boards in this quarter, and it looks like Jonathan West will beat Blue Valley. Last Tuesday, they ended a 3-year drought against Frankfurt. Here, they end a 8-year drought against Blue Valley. And Jonathan West will continue in the Twin Valley League Tournament here on the boys' side of the bracket. We'll talk more about it here after this break, but D-West will either be set to play Axel or Centralia, which will be our next game of the night on 92.1 KMZ. Start time looked to be about 7:45 on that game. But real quick, we'll take a step aside for our post-game show and our player of the game. 36-23, Jonathan West beats Blue Valley.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland, member FDIC.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com. Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
The answer is yes.
SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 at KMZA. We just had an incredible game. Donovan West victorious over the Blue Valley Randolph Rams, 36-33, the final score. Donovan West boys move on in the bracket. They'll either take on Axel or Centralia. We'll have that game as our next game here, 92.1 KMZA. That'll be roughly about 7:45, so about a couple-hour break until our next matchup here. But man, what a game by Donovan West overall. First quarter, they were down 8-4. They took the lead 4-3 early in the first, and then Blue Valley would then retake the lead. They'd go on a stretch. They'd go up at one point really dominantly 10-4. The half would end 14-12. D. West would struggle in the third quarter going into the fourth, 22-17. But D. West scored more points in the fourth quarter than they had scored the entire game up to that point. Not only 17 points, but more than 17 points, with 19 points, outscoring the Blue Valley Rams 19-11 in the fourth and final quarter. Is the most points scored by both teams in a quarter, the only quarter where both teams scored double digits in the game. Blue Valley Randolph finished with 22 rebounds, but 20 turnovers on this game, and that was the big difference. Blue Valley, they were hitting off the boards for the most part in the first three quarters of that game, but through all four quarters, they really struggled turning the ball over. But Donovan West, they were able to clean up the turnovers in the second half, and they started rebounding more in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter alone, they had 9 rebounds, 4 from Michael Albers and 4 from Kaysen Keller. Between the both, they combined for 8. Michael Albers had 2 points out of the both, not scoring-wise, but they were able to do it there defensively, get their team the ball, give them second chance opportunities. And the most important factor of that game was Dustin Veach. He came out in that third quarter, hit his nose, it was bloody, had to go to the locker room, came back with a different number, put on number 21. I guess it's his lucky number, because he came out, hit 2 threes, 4 threes to end the game. An incredible night for Dustin Veach. But overall, what a game for Donovan West. Last Tuesday, they ended a 3-year winning drought against the Frankfurt Wildcats, losing 4 straight games, finally beating them. And here they come in the night against Blue Valley Randolph, where they've lost 9 consecutive games against this Rams team, and they come up with a big win. This has been a year of turnaround for Donovan West. It's been a year of success. And Bell Smith, you really look at it, I mean, kind of, why is that? Why is this team really kind of looked the way it is right now at this point in the year, and why have they been able to turn around what they have been?
I mean, those seniors, they've been playing starting since they were freshmen, and I think just having that experience has really helped them this year, and then bringing along not only younger classmates but younger siblings, and just having their family in there and just keep learning and watching them grow, I think has overturned their siblings and helping them bring them up.
Yeah, I mentioned their siblings, Coulter Peterson, Ketcher Peterson, their pair of siblings out there on the floor for Donovan West. Real quick here, we'll take a step aside one more time. We'll come back. We'll give you the player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Again, it's our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll be right back for a player of the game. Again, Donovan West beat Blue Valley Randolph 36-33.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bankwithfarmers.com. Also, apologies. Final score is 36-23. I have bad handwriting, so I read it as 36-33. But no, dominant win there for Donovan West by 13 points. They held Blue Valley to just 9 points total in the second half and only 1 point in the entire of the fourth quarter. So a 36-23 win for Donovan West over Blue Valley Randolph. They'll either play Axel or Centralia. That matchup will be decided hopefully nearly around 9:10 to 9:30. But our player of the game goes to Dustin Beach. 4 threes on the game, 15 total points. He had 6 points in the first half, 9 points in the second half, had to come off the floor after a small injury, had to go into the locker room, came back out in the fourth quarter, changed his jersey number from 12 to 21 to get the blood off. Like, overall, incredible game by Dustin Beach. And just talk about, you know, the athleticism by Dustin Beach here, Bell Smith bringing you in here. And, you know, what it kind of meant to this game here for Donovan West?
I mean, coming second half, I mean, nothing was rolling first half. And then him coming back after not only getting hit in the head, but changing his number and just scoring those 4 threes in a row, that really just kick-started our offense and got everything going for him.
Yeah, you mentioned Dustin Beach there, the impressive three performance. We talked about already the 4 threes on the game there for him. So, again, Dustin Beach, what an incredible game for him, especially to be able to come back in. And he will be our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services with visit bankwithfarmers.com. Real quick, before we send you off, I'd like to give a shout-out to all of our Twin Valley Tournament sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Company, Winkle & Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank, Frankfort, Highland Community College, SES Insurance, Medina State Bank, and the Bank of Highland, Buna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, CUNY Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. Again, a shout-out to all of our sponsors who help make this TVL tournament coverage possible. Our next game will be in a couple hours. It'll be Axel and Centralia, 92.1 KMZA. That'll be set to start around the 7:45 5. So, for back in studio, MJ Bellsmith, Crinan Prophet, here at the MSC Sports Radio Network, thank you for listening.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.